good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Yes, it is the last day of May, May the 31st. It is Thursday. This is The Flip Side, your host, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net. You know, one of my favorite TV shows. I have to say it's one of my favorite TV shows. It's right up there with the cooking shows and a couple of the history channels. Is called The Mythbusters. Well, guess what? Today we're going to give you the radio version of The Mythbusters. We're going to burst a few myths, if you will, that have been prevalent for these last few years. And I originally got hooked on The Mythbusters. Remember when, after 9/11, there was a big brouhaha because there were some irresponsible people out there who said, well, you know, one way to solve this problem is to let the passengers carry firearms on airplanes. Or let the pilots, if you don't trust the passengers, at least let the pilots carry a firearm. Well, the anti-gunners out there went completely ballistic. And the excuse, and also, and I forgot who was head of the Department of Transportation who just discounted that out of, that will never happen. It's too dangerous to have firearms in airplanes. I mean, what will happen if somebody fires a shot in an airplane? The whole thing will just blow up. Well, the Mythbusters took that challenge. They got a decompressed, they got a part of an airplane and they pressurized it as if it was at 30,000 feet. And they started off by firing off a 9mm Glock through the fuselage. Nothing happened to the plane. Then they said, well, let's try shooting at the windows. So they took a 45 Magnum. They shot the window and all left was a little hole. Which burst the myth about what happens when a firearm is discharged in an aircraft at 30,000 feet. But these guys at the Mythbusters, they like to see things blow up, and they went one step further. They said, well, if it doesn't work from the outside, maybe it'll work from, if it doesn't work from the inside, maybe it'll work from the outside. So they went on the outside, and they shot this fuselage with, I believe they were using 303s. And the bullets just went straight through the fuselage, which also blew the other myth apart about the confiscation of 50 calibers because somebody could bring down an airplane. That is completely ridiculous. Anyway, we'll be bursting a few myths, but before we start bursting any myths, we'll have to bring you the financial report, and we'll do that when we return.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. to take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
The economic news, not too good today. Economic growth skidded to a near halt in the first quarter, with the worst showing in more than 4 years, raising concerns about how long the country's sluggish spell will last indefinitely. The Commerce Department reported today that gross domestic product increased by just 0.6% in January through March period, much weaker than estimated a month ago. Of course, everybody was so giddy about the rosy Goldilocks economy. The main force behind the downgrade, the bloated trade deficit. No kidding. And businesses cutting investments. Oh, no, no, not business cutting investments. Tell me it ain't so. Dow Jones Industrial closed the day after being up most of the day, ended up closing down almost 5.5 points, 13,627. NASDAQ reversing the trend. Everybody's happy about Apple. Up almost 12 points at 2,604. S&P worked out a quarter point gain, closed at 1,530. Needless to say, the bad GDP numbers helped boost the gold price by $7.20 at the close. Gold closed at $662. Bigger winner of the day was platinum, but silver was up 22 cents. Decent showing there, at closed at 1347. Platinum, as we said, big winner on the day in the metals complex, up $26 at 1,286. Palladium up $5 at 376. Not much action in Asian trading as we speak. Gold up 20 cents, silver up 4 cents, platinum off a buck. Well, you can forget about that penny gasoline discount that you got at the pump yesterday. Most probably going to reverse its trend in the not-too-distant future. Oil once again heading higher, up 20 cents. Oil closed at 64.21. U.S. dollar index, needless to say, lower. Marginally lower. Dollar index closed at 82.25. As we mentioned to you on Friday, this week, even though a shortened week, still a lot of information out there. None of it good. Tomorrow we get the jobs data for May. You also get non-farm payrolls, expected at 135,000. The unemployment rate is expected at 4.5%. And if you believe that, you pretty much will believe anything. What else we got? Personal income coming up. Core inflation expected to come in tomorrow at around about 0.2%. Pending home sales for April. And the Michigan sentiment for May. Well, I wonder what, they said the consumers were more confident yesterday. Well, that was yesterday. Today is a whole different story. Things changed dramatically. You know, talking about silver, interesting thing here, talking about silver and tuberculosis, otherwise known as TB. I got into this business, into the gold and silver business by accident. And predominantly, I got into the silver business by accident. Way back in the 70s, when an associate of mine, his father developed a system whereby they could recover silver from old X-ray films. You see, back in the 70s, hospitals in South Africa had a problem. Everybody in South Africa is required, especially the blacks, where TB is most prevalent. Everybody's required to have a chest X-ray. So you can imagine the millions of people that are having chest X-rays, hospitals, and in those days, old X-rays, so they were big old hunking pieces of film. And so they had a problem with storing these things. And after many years of storing, I mean, they had warehouses of these silver X-rays. And anyway, my friend's father got a contract to remove the X-rays. The hospitals didn't even want any money for it. Just get rid of the stuff for us. So he figured out a way you could actually extract silver from the X-ray plates. And needless to say, that's how I got involved in the silver. I only bring this up for one particular reason, that there's obviously big stories about TB in the news of late. One of the first myths we're going to bust. And the myth we're going to bust is, yes, the Department of Homeland Security. So let me get this straight. And this is a strange story. This whole TB story is a strange one. First of all, the guy that's got TB is a white Caucasian, and he's a lawyer to boot. Where it gets strange is the fact that, number one, he doesn't seem to have traveled to Africa. So it doesn't seem as though he contracted this TB from any, I don't know this for sure, I'm just assuming, but it doesn't look like he contracted this TB outside of the United States. It looks like he contracted in the United States. And then we find out today that his father-in-law actually works for the CDC. He's a microbiologist, works with the CDC with prevention of TB. He came out and gave a press conference today where he denied that there was any leakage of any bacteria from CDC laboratories. Now, I don't have to tell you about, and we've done shows ad nauseum with Dr. William Deagle, about how lax CDC's labs are. But that aside, the president for the last 5 years has been telling us that the reason we haven't been attacked since 9/11 is because of the Department of Homeland Security and the enforcement actions that this government has taken to protect the peoples of America. And everybody bought into it. I mean, you try and have an argument with some conservative out there, and he'll mimic this stuff all over the place. Oh, yes, we are safe. We haven't had a terrorist attack. You see, we're stopping those weapons of mass destruction coming in to our ports and over our borders. And it's really working that we're doing all these stringent requirements when people fly the friendly skies. So, okay, so if we want to buy into that argument, how is it possible that this lawyer who was warned, and I'm not sure who warned him. I don't even know if it was the CDC who warned him. But anyway, doctors advised him, hey, listen, look, don't fly. You know, you've got this thing, and then it could be bad, and you could infect lots of other people. In other words, what they were telling him is he possessed within his body a weapon of mass destruction. That's the reason they tell you not to fly, because then you're going to contaminate other people in an airplane. So you get into an airplane with 100 people, and say 100 people contract the disease, and those 500 people get off the plane, and they infect 5 people each. Pretty soon, you've got a death toll that exceeds 9/11 by a large amount. So anyway, I digress. So he gets on an airplane and he flies to, where did he fly to? Greece. He flies to Greece. He gets contacted by some government official in the United States employing him to turn himself into the local police over there, because it's now been confirmed by the CDC that you are a carrier of a weapon of mass destruction. Now think about this. These incompetents that run whatever government branch it is calls a guy up and asks him to turn himself in. Why didn't you call Pakistan? Tell Osama bin Laden to do that. So he doesn't. And he goes on another goose chase, jumps on another airplane, goes to Prague. Why he goes to Prague, I've got no idea. A little strange on that one as well. Then, and now he's a lawyer. He's an educated man. He's not a fool. He understands the intricacies of security operations. So then he figures out, well, now he's on a watch list now. They've put him on a watch list. He's on every watch list out there. So he gets on the plane, he flies to Canada. Oh, Canada. Gets to Canada and drives a car across the border. And nobody questions. Nobody bothers. It's like if there was a terrorist who actually had an intention of bringing a nuke in a suitcase to blow up Manhattan, he could have done it at will, even with all these so-called security arrangements that have been established by Department of Homeland Security. What this illustrates once again is the complete ineptness of this whole program, of this whole war on terrorism. It's a standing joke. Here's a guy that can fly halfway around the world, be on a watch. Now, bear in mind, Teddy Kennedy gets stopped at the airport. He's on a watch list. They stop Teddy Kennedy. But this guy is on a watch list. They don't stop him. So that's the first myth that's been busted. Now, the other thing that's even more amazing about the story is they were making a big deal of this as if this is like the first time this has actually happened. Well, I've seen reports come out there that say, well, first time since 1966, the government has to resort to such draconian measures of having to lock up a citizen. Well, try this one on for size. Behind the county hospital's tall cinder block walls, a 27-year-old tuberculosis patient sits in a jail cell equipped with a ventilation system that keeps germs from escaping. Robert Daniels has been locked up indefinitely, perhaps for the rest of his life, since last July. But he has not been charged with a crime. Instead, he suffers from an extensive drug-resistant strain of tuberculosis, which is the same thing this other guy's got, XDR-TB. County health officials obtained a court order to lock him up as a danger to the public because he failed to take precautions to avoid infecting others. Specifically, he said he did not heed doctor's instructions to wear a mask in public. Well, because he didn't wear the mask in public, they've thrown this guy in jail. He's sitting in Sheriff Joe Apai's jail. He's been there for, 9 months. So this is not new. Now, where this guy's also a Caucasian. Where did this guy get his TB from? I don't know. So anyway, there's strange things going on out there. I'm not quite sure what they all are. I don't know if someone's trying to shout in my ear. If you are, I didn't hear you. So that's the first myth that's been busted, the stupid, utterly insane war on terror. And it's proved how inept this Department of Homeland Security is. And by the way, these are the people that are going to keep us safe. These are people going to protect our borders when we give amnesty to 50 million Well, I know I exaggerate, but it'll end up at that anyway. And do you know why there's not enough Border Patrol agents to guard the borders? Because they're all in Iraq. What's more important? Protecting the borders of the United States against foreign invasion? Or protecting the borders in Iraq? Well, I guess protecting the borders in Iraq is more important. Considering we're going to be there for another 50 years, according to the President of the United States. Well, when we return, let's find some other myths we can bust, shall we?
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, my friends. Thanks to Jackson Brown, the naivete of youth. Okay, so we've burst the myth of Homeland Security and its effectiveness. Look, they operate just like the DMV. What did you expect? Some giant government bureaucracy was actually going to function efficiently? Please give me a break. $500 billion down the drain. Can't even find a guy with TB. The president, besides saying we've been safer because of Homeland Security, he's also said, the other big one, they are killing us for our freedoms. Well, the Global Peace Index has come out. just in time for the G8 summit, which starts in Germany next week to start discussions on global issues. The Peace Index studied 121 countries from Algeria to Zimbabwe. Now, the Global Peace Index, first of all, this is a collection of elites, fellow travelers, former socialists and communists who now have an air of respectability. So they come out with this Global Peace Index. And obviously it's biased on that point, so we understand this. But they listed these countries as freedom kind of countries. Lots of freedom and lots of peace, and everybody claps hands and sings Kumbaya. So I don't know whether Al-Qaeda is going to change their tactics now, because they've got a whole bevy of countries they can now attack for their freedoms, because they got a lot more than the U.S.'s freedoms, believe it or not. Let's have a look at the top 10. The top 10 countries that are the freest and safest and at peace with the world. Norway, New Zealand, Denmark, Ireland, Japan, Finland, Sweden, Canada, Portugal, and Austria. Isn't it interesting to note that 9 of the top 10 are all Caucasian countries? The bottom 10, in other words, the worst countries in the world, shouldn't come as any surprise. And unlike the top 10, the bottom 10, 9 of the bottom 10 are all black countries. There's one Caucasian country in the bottom 10. Well, let's start from the bottom, work our way up, shall we? Iraq, Sudan, Israel. Oh, no. Israel is 119. Amazed by that. Israel, Russia, Nigeria, Colombia, Pakistan, Lebanon, Angola, Sri Lanka, Uzbekistan, and India. Well, I guess you couldn't say India's. Well, I guess you've got to throw Russia in there with Israel. Well, it's one and the same thing, isn't it? So there you have the bottom. So are they actually killing us for our freedoms? I don't really think so. But by the way, in case you're wondering where the United States came on this list of 121 countries, the United States ended up 96th. It was three better than South Africa, that came in at 99. There you have it. So I guess we bust two myths today. The Department of Homeland Security, and they're killing us for our freedoms. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Today. Over the weekend on Memorial Day, Bush and Cheney were on the political offensive once again, and they continued to cite Al-Qaeda's supposed dream of a caliphate, a religious state that in the Bush and Cheney view would stretch from Spain to Indonesia. Cheney went on to so far as to say, Al-Qaeda leadership has said they have the right to kill 4 million Americans, 2 million of them children. it's so pathetic. It's amazing how many people buy into this crap. I mean, it's mind-boggling. You know, it's the boogeyman theory again. So here we have Bush and Cheney once again reiterating about their justification for going for war and introducing a police state into the United States. Now, let me tell you something about, and I'm not a lawyer in any way, shape, or form. I understand a little bit about the law. What do you have to do to be convicted of a criminal act? Well, it's very simple. It's not complicated. And as I said, I'm not a lawyer, but I've read a few things. To commit a felony, you have to have intent to knowingly break a law. It's as simple as that. If you go to trial, if you're charged with a crime, prosecutor has to prove intent in order to get a conviction for the crime. Now, usually in some cases, where intent is not proven by the state, a misdemeanor is usually what, outside of an outright acquittal, a misdemeanor is usually what happens. In other words, what they are saying by charging you with a misdemeanor is, look, we know we have millions of laws on the books, and the fact that you didn't know this particular law is no defense on your part. But the fact that you didn't have intent, we can't find you guilty of a felony, so we'll find you guilty of a misdemeanor. So bear that in mind. According to the law, and we are, after all, as we are reminded time and time by the head law enforcement officer of the United States of America, Mr. Gonzalez, that America is a nation of laws. It's what makes us different from everybody else. We We embrace the rule of law. Let's go back to, when was it? 2004, I think it was. Memory serves me correctly. John Ashcroft is in hospital. He has just had his pancreas removed. Haven't had my pancreas removed. I don't know what it, but it sounds like it's pretty bad. Let me back up a little bit. Prior to John Ashcroft falling ill, and I believe it was on a Friday, he met with his number two guy at the Justice Department, James Comey. James Comey met with the Attorney General, John Ashcroft, together with Mr. Comey's staff, because James Comey was tasked by John Ashcroft to check out the legality of the president's proposed wiretapping provision in the, I don't know if it was part of the Patriot Act or what have you. James Comey said in testimony under oath to Congress, he testified that his staff and him had done an extensive review of the proposed wiretapping regulations that the Bush administration wanted. And as best as they know, these are loyal Republicans, for goodness sake. These are Bushies. And even being Bushies, they realized that what this administration was proposing was a complete violation of the law. And James Comey told John Ashcroft this. And John Ashcroft was going to meet the next day with the president and tell him as such. Unfortunately, that afternoon, Ashcroft got severely ill, was rushed to hospital, and now we jump forward. Now, Ashcroft's in hospital, he's had the surgery, and it's heading for March the 11th, which is D-Day, where things had to happen prior to March the 11th. In other words, if Bush was going to get his spy program, he had to get the blessings of the Justice Department. Justice Department didn't want to give him blessings. They said it was illegal. What Bush was proposing was illegal, was a violation of the law. James Comey, testifying before Congress, said that he was driving down Constitution Avenue when he gets a phone call from John Ashcroft's wife, who informs him that she had just been informed that Henry Gonzalez and Anthony Codd were heading over from the White House to John Ashcroft's bed. Now, you got to understand, John Ashcroft's wife had banned anybody from seeing John Ashcroft. Nobody. And she made it known to everybody that nobody was to come and see Ashcroft while he was recuperating after his surgery. So who was powerful enough to obviously get Gonzalez and Andy Codd into John Ashcroft's room? According to James Comey, when questioned by Charles Chucky Schumer, who that call could have come from, he said the President of the United States. So the President of the United States of America, one George Bush, called up the hospital and the FBI agents that were there guarding John Ashcroft, because he's an attorney general, he has a security detail, just like James Comey has a security detail. And he instructed the FBI agents that were guarding John Ashcroft to allow Gonzalez and Codd to see him in the bedroom. James Comey, lights flashing, tears back to the hospital, calls Mueller, head of the FBI, tells him what's going on, tells him to get his butt down to the hospital as well. And he gets there before Andrew Codd and Gonzalez is there. He's in the room with John Ashcroft and his wife. There's James Comey, John Ashcroft, and his wife in the hospital room. In walks, a minute later, Gonzalez and Andy Codd. Comey says they didn't even bother to give him the time of day. Gonzalez had an envelope in his hand, and he assumes that what was in the hand was the waiver that they hoped to get from John Ashcroft so they could implement the wiretapping program. Long story short, John Ashcroft informed Mr. Gonzalez and Andy Card that the person that makes the decision, and the man who is now the Attorney General, and he points to James Comey. And they leave in disgust. Now, we still don't know all the facts surrounding this. But here you have the President of the United States knowing full well that what he is about to do is he has the intent to violate what his own Justice Department has already told him is a violation of the law. It's unconstitutional, Mr. President. You can't spy on Americans. It is a story that the mainstream press has, it happened, nobody paid any attention to it, it just went straight out of the window. I mean, it's mind-boggling in all its commentations, but that's where we find ourselves today. Now, I also find it interesting that as we are now taking a look at obviously, who's running and who's gearing themselves up for political office. We still got Rudy Giuliani out there today who received the endorsement of one Louis Free. I found that to be rather fascinating. And just in case you've forgotten who Louis Free was, Louis Free was the man responsible for giving the okay to Lorne Honorucci to put a bullet through Randy Weaver's wife and daughter's head. What a nice guy he is. Well, he just gave his endorsement to Rudy Giuliani. He says the best qualified man to run the country as president. What a lot of people also don't realize is that Louis Free was the man who worked with the Anti-Defamation League to put together a thing called Project Megiddo. Now, this was in 1999. Now, think about this. Not many months before September the 11th, Louis Free, head of the FBI, his main concern about terrorists, was it Osama bin Laden? Was it Muslims? Was it jihadists? No. It was the militia movement. It was white supremacy. It was Christian identity, which I find rather amazing, because he, together with the ADL, put together this thing called Project Megiddo in how to identify potential terrorists. They happen to be the greatest threat to liberty in America. He identified certain groups as potentially violent, and he said they were the biblically driven cults, the militia, the adherents of racist belief systems such as Christian identity and other radical domestic extremists. Regarding the biblically driven cults, the report warned that less time spent on Bible study and more time spent on physical training indicate that the cult may be preparing for some type of action. He actually went so far, there was an article that appeared in Insight magazine, I remember this one, if it wasn't so sad, it would be laugh out loud funny. He said that, you know, you got to keep your eyes open for people, you know, small groups of people carrying Bibles and things. But he identified the end of the world, the rapture monkeys, as being the greatest threat. Now think about this. Who are these people that he was talking about were the greatest threat? Well, it's the people that believe, obviously, misguidedly, the Scofield Bible. Well, maybe he could have been right about that. But anyway, this is Louis Free. This is the guy, ultimately, if Rudy Giuliani is elected president, God forbid. If he's elected president, guess who the new Attorney General of the United States is going to be? It'll be Louis Free. And guess who's going to be the enemy? Forget Al-Qaeda. Forget Muslim extremists, radical fundamentalists, killers, murderers. No, it's going to be you and me. Look, they already got everything in place. This whole immigration bill is a scam. It's got nothing to do with granting amnesty to 12 million illegals, even though it's an amnesty bill, and I find it rather interesting that Rush Limbaugh and George Bush are now at the upper ends of the political spectrum. Apparently, George Bush very upset with one Rush Limbaugh for calling it an amnesty bill. And I don't know whether Bush was aiming his barbs at Rush Limbaugh on that one or not. I have no idea. But buried inside, the ultimate thing, what do they want to achieve with this amnesty thing? Well, what they want to achieve is employee verification. What does employee verification mean? It means national ID card for everybody. Don't kid yourself. I mean, it's mind-boggling. An employee has to verify who can work in America legally. The fact that you were born, bred here, third generation, doesn't get you off the hook. You're going to have to prove to your employee your lineage. And the only way you're going to do that is by having an official government identification document. That's what this immigration bill is all about. This it, buried inside of it is a North American community. Got nothing to do with alleviating the stresses on 12 million undocumented illegal aliens in America. And you know what's even funnier? There's wording in this document that gang members that are here illegally, like the M16 gang that's running rampant in Los Angeles and here in Phoenix, there's gang warfare going on. There's war going on. It's not as bad as Baghdad, but it's getting close. Outside of Tucson, there is a full-fledged war going on. There's stuff going on south of the border there that will make your hair curl. I mean, it's mind-boggling in all its proportion. This is an invasion of the United States. This is no different, and I keep on making this point, but, you know, I can't help myself. This is no different to the invasion of South Africa. When millions of blacks started flooding into South Africa because they knew the goat was up sooner or later, word got around, hey, listen, land, this is the land of milk and honey. Everything the white man built here is now yours. You can come and take it, even if they don't want to give it to you. You know, Dad, let me give you an example. Life in South Africa, you know, and you get all these little misguided liberals that run over there trying to help the people. Here's a story about a missionary from America. She was 23 years old. Yeah, it's coming to help the brothers in Africa. She has been testifying in a court in Pietermaritzburg, recalling how she was gang raped by four men. 23-year-old American told the court how she was raped at gunpoint and then at knife point when she and her companion were returning home after performing missionary work in Port Shepstone. The state seeks to prove the four men also raped her companion while she was unconscious. It's alleged that the second woman, a missionary from Kenya, lost consciousness when she was shot in the stomach while resisting her attackers. The women were confronted by the men on the main beach there. The missionary said that after being robbed of her valuables, she was pulled into the bushes and raped. Overcome with the recollection of that day, the young woman described how her second rapist insisted she tell him that she loved him. During the second rape, she heard a gunshot go off and was told later by her fourth rapist that this was a warning to her friend. She said that this suspect told her that he had not done this to a white woman for a long time. I'll just let you ponder that. We'll be back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school.
Welcome back, my friend. Yeah, isn't that the truth? Next week's going to be a big week. President is flying to go and take part in the G8. Before he goes there, however, he is... where's he going? Where are they holding this thing? I think it's in Prague. The president, together with Joe Lieberman. Interesting connection. They're going to attend a conference on Monday. He's going to be joined by a communist Zionist, Nathan Sharansky. He's mentor, he's guru, he's... anything Nathan says, Bush goes along with. So he's going to be meeting with Nathan Sharansky. He's going to be together with another communist, Vaclav Havel, from the Czech Republic. And look here, he's got a Spanish socialist with him as well, Jose Maria Anzna. They're all going to go and try and sell the pro-democracy movement in the Middle East. Once again, these people have not learned a single thing. And yet the president's been telling the press he's been reading the book about the conflict in Algiers. Yeah, sure, I buy into that one. Anyway, here's a way you can protect yourself from the coming whatever it is. Whatever it is going to be, it's not going to be good. I mean, we can try and halt it as best as we can, but I think ultimately you want to take out a little insurance just in case we do not have the ability to save America from itself. The best deal out there, and I don't have many of these, and when they come along, I try to grab as many of them as I humanly can. And let me tell you why this particular coin is a great coin. As you know, I've often spoken about the 5-peso Uruguay. This is a coin that was minted in 1930, was minted one year only. Nobody knows for sure how many coins were actually released in total. But needless to say, there's not many of them. Rough guess is maybe 80,000 of these coins out there, maximum. These coins contain more than a quarter ounce of gold. They contain 0.2501 ounces of pure gold. If you took the coin, melted it down, you would end up with more than a quarter ounce of gold, 0.2501 of an ounce of gold. The beauty about this coin is not only is it a rare coin, just simply by the fact it was only minted in 1 year, and the best records we have is only 80,000 were minted, but the fact is it sells for exactly the same price as a regular bullion confiscatable coin sells for, $188. Now, as I said, don't have too many of those. First come, first serve. First offered them on Tuesday night for a lot less than what I'm offering them right now. But then again, that was a Bob Chapman special. You got to take advantage of the Bob Chapman specials when they come around, because they are all good deals. So anyway, this is still a good deal. If you look up a quarter ounce American Gold Eagle, you see it runs for exactly the same price, $188. Yeah, you're getting more gold. You're getting an uncirculated numismatic rarity for the same price. Get them while we got them. 1-800-691-7898. Till tomorrow, we'll wrap up the week, put a big bow on it, and hopefully have a fun weekend. Till then, see you bye.
It's true.